Okay, what's up, guys? It's Talon Media Podcast with me and Austin.
What's up?
So today we're going to be talking about boxing. It's an out-of-school sport. If you don't know, it's a sparring sport. It's a combat sport. So we're here with our special guest.
Elijah Griswold.
What grade are you in, you know?
I'm a freshman year.
He's freshman year, so he's a boxer. So let's get started. So Elijah, like, what got you into boxing?
It was mostly just a mix of, like, wanting to do something, like that I'm able to show off and just have confidence with.
Yeah.
Mostly just because, I guess, just a lot of my biggest inspirations are boxers.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson, you know. And it's just, it's a very humble sport.
That's what's up. I mean, since you said it's a humble sport, does it humble you a lot? Do you humble other people? You know,
It goes hand in hand. Just you know,
yeah.
You think you know about boxing until you spar again and you get your butt beat. When you do lose though, you get that feeling. You never want to feel that again. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's what's up. You get that motivation.
Yeah. So like, since you've had experience with boxing, you know, how many years have you been boxing for? You know.
Not too many. Actually, like, I say half a year.
Yeah.
Half a year.
That's what's up.
Yeah. It's been a great journey, you know. Boxing has given me friends, just, you know, everything.
Yeah. That's good. I mean, you know, boxing's especially, it's a tough sport, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I mean, is it hard to get into boxing, or is it just...
I mean, I would say not at all. Not at all. You just got to find the right gym.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Yeah, talking about gyms, like, I mean, how expensive is it? I mean, is it expensive? Is it cheap? Is it?
I mean, you know? I would say if you go to a pretty good gym, it's going to be about like 70 a month.
Yeah.
70 a month, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, you can train. Just, you know, all you got to do is get some boxing gloves.
Yeah.
Get some used ones even, and just some wraps, and just you can build your own stuff really.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean for me. You know, boxing with my uncle, that's kind of how we did it. You know, just put the boxing gloves on and just hit the bag or hit each other's mitts or something.
That's how I started too.
Yeah.
Like, I think I started boxing when I was like 7.
Yeah.
And it's just because I had like boxing gloves and just like wraps like lying around in my basement.
Yeah.
And I just picked it up and just like started one day.
Yeah. How can you start getting into boxing?
I would start just simply just run and just, all you got to do, you don't even have to like, watch a bunch of videos or nothing like that. You just have to just start just punching, you know?
Yeah.
Look up technique, and that's all you really need. Just learn the basics. And if you want to go above that, you know, if you have someone who's family, like you, in your case, or you could go to a gym. I personally, I think a gym is the best because...
Yeah. You learn more.
Meet new people, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just like any other sport or any other activity you do, it's a community, you know? Everybody's together and... Y'all are doing something you love. You know, like, with that being said, you know, with community and people you're hanging around, like, what's your favorite part about boxing?
Honestly, I would say just the fighting aspect, you know? It's such a primal, like, feeling you get. It's just...
Yeah. That's what's up, bro. I mean, I know this is a school podcast, but there's just something about, it's like, sparring. Mm-hmm. Obviously, organized fighting, not like fist fighting, you know, but, like, sparring in a ring is just something different about it.
Yeah, you get that, like, adrenaline rush.
Yeah, I mean, most people that do combat sports or just extreme sports, they're mostly adrenaline junkies.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good to be punched in the face, but it definitely feels good to punch somebody in the face, like, so... Yeah. Yeah, I mean, how has it affected, boxing affected you, like, positively, you know?
I would say just confidence-wise, you know, I'm not, before boxing, you know, I was in my head and all that kind of stuff. You just think, like, oh, like, you just think a lot of things about, like, you know, you're just in your head. But when you start boxing, none of that stuff matters.
Yeah.
It's just such a good energy that comes inside of you, you know?
Yeah, that's what's up, bro. That's crazy, you know? I mean... Positively, it definitely boosts confidence, just like going to the gym or anything else, you know. Just especially if you can fight, you know, like that's the best part about it. So like with the, to contrast it being positive, like how's it affected you negatively, you know?
I would say, you know, you like I guess you come home after, like, you know, boxing, and, like, a day after the gym, you just say, like, you know, what's it for? Like,
yeah.
But it's that's just...
Yeah.
That's just... You think that sometimes, just about anything.
Yeah.
You know, I would say it's, like, mostly all positive.
Yeah. That's good. That's good, bro. I mean, it's a good sport to get into. You know, it's just... One, it's physically demanding. You know, every moment of boxing, you're working on stamina, you're working on hitting. I mean, all of that is working out your whole body.
Yeah,
you know, your whole body goes into boxing. That's the crazy part about it. You know, that's why, you know, I love watching boxing, and I love boxing with my brothers. You know, just there's just something about it where it just brings, like, I don't know. It brings physical, like, growth, but, like, mental growth, too.
Yeah, exactly. Like Javi, you were saying, like, a few minutes ago, like, the confidence aspect of a sport like boxing.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, there's a lot of sports that are, like, sports, but I feel like when you get into sports that are, like, so physically demanding to where, like, you have to keep up with it every day.
Yeah.
Like, a combat sport like jiu-jitsu or boxing or, like, lifting.
Yeah.
Like, it really changes the entire way that you view yourself just because you get so much confidence from whatever, like, sport that you're doing.
Right, yeah, right. That's true.
Just... I really don't believe there's any sport like boxing, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, there's nothing more, like, you know, firsthand than just, like, seeing someone just fight, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, but you gotta also think about, like, look at all the older boxers, you know, when they get old and stuff. Like, look at Muhammad Ali, you know, you got Sugar Ray Robinson. Mm-hmm. All of them, when they get old, you know, boxers don't look that good when they're
old.
You're
right.
You know, they look horrible. I mean, they put their body through a lot.
Yeah.
You know, people talk about, like, concussions in football, not like downing on football or anything, but like if you look at boxers, bro, imagine how many concussions they have had, you know, and they're going in and getting punched in the face willingly. It's crazy. Like, I feel like some boxers are literally just insane. Like Mike Tyson.
Yeah, look at that guy's teeth, man.
I know.
You guys seen his teeth?
Yeah.
He, like, hardly has any left. He got them all knocked out.
I mean, that dude was crazy. I mean, especially in his prime, dude was a beast.
Yeah. Tyson out of prison.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he did push-ups for, like, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
Like, literally push-ups and sit-ups for 2 years straight.
Yeah.
And out of prison, that guy was, like, a monster.
Yeah.
No, I would definitely be so terrified just, like, in that stage of his life, bro. Like, it would just be insane.
Yeah. I mean, all that anger and frustration just, like, being in one person just, like, and then you want to be the person to be like, hey, sign this contract so we can fight.
Mm.
Bro, that, you're insane, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I have respect for every person has ever got in the ring with Mike Tyson.
Yeah, me
I mean,
too.
He was a beast, you know?
Yeah, he
just,
really is.
Yeah.
Just a different kind of warrior.
Yeah. It's definitely have to have a warrior in you if you're going to box. So, like, have you ever been, like, hurt by boxing, or is it easy to get hurt in boxing?
I would say yes, I have.
Yeah. Just,
you know, getting sparring for, like, the first couple of times, you know, you're gonna get hit, obviously, and it's gonna hurt, but, you know, that's gonna help you grow, really.
Yeah.
And you can use that, you know,
as an advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just ring IQ, stuff like that. You
what?
Know, just,
explain to us what ring IQ is.
So ring IQ is, like, mostly just, like, knowing the angles, knowing when to punch, how to punch, exactly how to, like, outwork your enemy.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just ring IQ, so, like, just ring knowledge.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
I mean? Like, fighting knowledge.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, it takes a lot to, like, actually know what to do in that position, because a lot of people think about, you know, like, when they hear fighting, they think about, like, oh, shoot, like, I'm fighting for my life, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw these punches everywhere I want, but boxing is really strategic.
Yeah.
That's what people don't get, is that if you punch with a jab, you know, or you punch with a hook or something, somebody's going to have to counter that. You know, you can't just punch and then just leave your face wide open or you're going to get knocked out, you know?
It's like that one Mike Tyson quote, you know, everybody has a plan until they get, you know, knocked in the mouth.
Yeah, and that goes back to what you said in the beginning, being humbled, you know?
Yeah.
Being humbled and, like, humbling other people, you know? It's just, it's crazy, you know, like... Have you ever knocked somebody out, or have you ever been knocked out instead?
I've never been knocked out, but the closest I think I've ever come to that, or, like, to, like, knocking somebody out, really just knocking someone down on the floor. I haven't exactly knocked someone out.
Yeah. I think what boxing, like real fighting, you can feel the punches, like, but like boxing, it absorbs the punches, but it's crazy because people have so, like, so much, like, their hit power is so strong that you can hear it on live television.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You know, you can hear the punches on the TV. Mm. Like, when you watch boxing, I think that's the craziest part about it.
They work their whole lives to you know, use their hands and it's just so, the mindset they have, it's unbeatable. Yeah. It really is.
I mean, all that to win a fight, you know? Like, it's crazy. Like, what's your favorite types of punches, like?
I would say the jab, for sure.
The jab?
Just because it's so, like, necessary.
Quick. Yeah.
And it's just, if you have a good jab, you can set everything else up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a base to all, like, other punches.
Yeah. It's a fundamental, for sure.
Yeah.
Just, like, if, I don't know if any of the viewers have done, like, the little 1-2 drill. But it's just, if you can master that, I mean, you'll be unstoppable. If you can master your fundamentals in boxing, you can be unstoppable. With some of the best boxers, Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray Robinson, they didn't have a style of fighting.
Correct.
You know, that's what's crazy, is that they fought like how they knew.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't fight to look pretty. They fought to plot. You know?
That's definitely commendable. That's why old boxers, in my opinion, those are just like, it's crazy compared.
Yeah.
Because you see Sugar Ray Robinson on the Valentine Massacre.
Yeah.
He was just going in, you know what I mean? Just shot after shot, you know?
On top of that, when Sugar Ray Robinson would throw his hooks, bro, he would throw like three out. It was crazy. He would throw like three hooks and they were like bang, 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 like 0.5 seconds after every hit. It's like choo, 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 choo.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, dude was a beast, you know?
Yeah.
To me, this is going to be a bit controversial, but I think Sugar Ray Robinson was definitely better than Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, definitely pound for pound, definitely one of the greatest. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely one
Muhammad
of the greatest.
Muhammad Ali, for sure, greatest heavyweight of all time.
Yeah, for sure. It's crazy. I mean, obviously, Muhammad Ali's up there, probably top number two, but it goes Sugar Ray Robinson. In my leaderboard, it goes Sugar Ray Robinson, Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson. Those are the top three for me.
You're right. I think that is actually right, yeah.
I mean, you know, like all these other fighters, like George Foreman, he was a beast. Mm-hmm. He was a heavy hitter.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a good fighter, you know. He's not as good as the top, though, for sure. Like,
nowadays,
he's not as good.
I just feel like a lot of boxing is just more of a, a showman thing, not necessarily like, you know, man to man kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, like, who's your favorite boxer, like, currently?
Currently, I would say Canelo for sure.
Canelo Alvarez, bro, he's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. I mean, if any of the viewers have never watched him, watch his highlights.
Yeah, watch his highlights. His last fight against Triple G number three, actually, I think that fight was pretty boring, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. I mean, some fights are just boring. I mean, if there's nothing that excites the fight, like, if they're just holding and, you know, like, just...
Yeah.
It just... If you're just having a simple fight, like, it just looks so boring, bro.
Mm.
Like, nothing's happening. You're just throwing punches.
Mm.
You know? You're just grabbing.
That's
That makes a fight so boring.
You can definitely see in, like certain fights where, like, it's like core and it's really just a fight, not
that's
not business.
Yeah,
it's a fight, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
yeah. So, like, what's your preferred style of boxing when you fight?
I try to focus more on defense.
Yeah,
just to not necessarily like a Floyd Mayweather defense, because, you know, I'm not that good, but just a balance of defense and offense. You want to work your defense just as much as you work your offense.
Yeah. That's good. I mean, look at a Colombian, or is it, I think it's Cuban or Colombian.
Yeah, it's
Cuban. Yeah, I mean, they work on defense. That's all they do, is they do counters. That's how they fight.
Yeah.
All of them. You know, and I think that's what's important. Like I said, it's a strategic thing. You know, if somebody's going full offensive, you go defense. If you're if they're going full defensive, you go offense. Right, you know, you have to find a way to draw them in so you can potentially knock them out, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah. So, thank you for listening, everybody. We're going to wrap this up. It was good talking to you, Eliza.
Good talking to you, too.
Yeah, for sure.
And see you in the next one, y'all. Peace.
See you in the next one.